no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'm recording.
No, it's not recording.
Not recording?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's recording. Okay.
Okay.
So, Rabbi Said, it's a very interesting week ahead of us. Very interesting week ahead of us. We have, on this next week, we have Pesach Sheni, and we have Lag BaOmer, and we have in this week's parasha, correct? Yeah? Correct? No, that looks surprised. And we have, this week's parasha, we have Usfadzach HaMochos HaShabbos HaSfiris HaOmer. There's a lot going on here, and there's a lot we all know about, but it's very, very important. It's the first time we've really seen a beautiful explanation from the Shemesh Shmuel, from the Socher Tshuva, that organizes this time of the year and explains to us what exactly our avodah is, what exactly we are experiencing, and that being the case, what the challenges are, and if we don't fulfill the challenges, what the consequences could be. And he asks as follows. He says that we find that a Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva died, 24,000 Tamidim died between Pesach and for the Sefiras HaOmer during those weeks until, according to most Mepharshim, until Lag BaOmer. Right? So he said, what is the idea behind it? Why Dafka those weeks? So I saw, just so you should know, there's a beautiful piece in Emes Yaakov from Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says a whole concept of Sefiras HaOmer, or Sefaratim Lachem, that you should count, that the Chinuch brings down, is the Klal Yisrael's enthusiasm, their will to receive the Torah immediately. The Medrash brings down, or he brings over here from the Itor, B'pnei kushiyotzi Yisrael m'mitzrayim omlei l'moisha haloi havtach d'lonon sh'nikabel es ha-Torah. You promise us, get the Torah. If so, where is this Torah? We want this Torah, but they weren't ready yet. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the mitzvah, Sefiras HaOmer, they count. You're already working on a process, you're working towards something, you're working towards a goal, that it shouldn't be discouraged. And therefore, it's all about the enthusiasm of the Torah, of the Kovod HaTorah, the Cheshek of the Torah, that was what instigated, as it were, the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer to come into existence. And if that's the case, this time is all about Kovod HaTorah and enthusiasm. These Talmidim should have realized that every single one of their friends has what to contribute to adding to their Torah. And everyone has something that they don't have. And the fact that they didn't appreciate and didn't value and didn't give the kavod to the other one was a chesaron in the lack of kavod haTorah and the enthusiasm for Torah. And therefore, dafka in this time, where it's all about the enthusiasm for Torah, their chet looked much more apparent, and that's why they all died within this period of time. That's according to Yaakov Kamenetsky. But the Shemesh Shmuel explains in a very, very beautiful way, and it fits in according to the Mazalis. We all know that Nissan is a mazel of Teleh. It's a sheep. Yeah? It's a mazel of Teleh. Now, what is the concept of a Teleh? What is the idea behind a Teleh? So, Teleh is what we say, it's a follower. It's not something that thinks for itself. You see them, they're very organized. The sheep are very, they do what they're told. And they all together in one formation, they all have their heads on the same direction, they're all going one way, it's not one going one way, one's going opposite way, they're all following, they're all in the same direction. That is a Teleh. Nisan was a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hiskalus, a Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the world, not only to Klal Yisrael, but to the world, to Mitzrayim as well. And they realized, Ki'ani Hashem, they realized that was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They realized that without any work of their own, HaKodesh Baruch Hu made it so apparent and so clear that they, whoever it was, whether it was a goyim, whether it was a yidna, all realized it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they all received an incredible amount from a Kodesh Baruch Hu of understanding and knowledge and appreciation of what they should be doing. And that is a Teleh. Teleh is all about everyone together receiving something together. And that's why the mitzvah of Teleh is Sela Beis Ovois, Sela Bois. It's all about having it all together in one group. It's all connecting together with one group. It's all having it to have you cook it all together. The concept is it's all something that is done as a group. It's something that is received as a group, something we value as a group, something we appreciate as a group, something we celebrate as a group. But it's something as a group. That is Nisan. Iyar is exactly the opposite. Iyar is where there is absolutely nothing really going on conceptually. There's no big yontuf. There's nothing really going on. And there isn't something that we have a hiskalus from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not something that we have from a Kodesh Baruch Hu that we can take that and grow on that, other than the fact that we ourselves work on what we got from Nisan. Iyar is called Chodesh Ziv. Ziv is a, which means a, it's a light, a small light. Correct? It's a small light. What's the idea behind that? In other words, Iyar is not about focusing on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, focusing on everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what did I personally take out of Nisan, and what have I taking with me right through Iyar, and how am I as an individual growing on that basis? And that, what is the mazel of Iyar? A shoir. What is a shoir? A shoir is an animal that is generally an animal that is quite a wild animal, but ultimately it's something that it's intelligent. Yodo shoir koineu. The shoir understands, he has some kind of wisdom himself. He's somebody who works with himself. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that one can only blow the shofar of a tlet. You can't blow of an ayil. You can't blow the shofar of a cow. Why not? So the Gemara says because a that's one teretz. The other teretz is because a ayil has one coil, only has one voice that comes out. A cow or a bull or a shoir in this context, every year it has karnaim, it has horns, but every year the horns, there's a new layer of horns that grow onto it. And therefore when you blow the shofar, you're actually blowing three or four or five or six horns depending on how old this shoir is. And therefore Torah says you've got to blow one coil and not many coilus. In other words, what it represents, therefore, the shoir is many. It is the prat, is every year being different to the previous year. It is the individuality of each person. And that is what Iyar is all about. Iyar is not about receiving something as a package and being part of a klal. It is being individual, what I am personally working on, what I took from the past. And that's like a ziv. That's what's a ziv? Ziv is a light, which means you can have a light if you have curtains up, or you have a trism closed. It doesn't let it through. By you working on yourself and opening up the trism, opening up for light to come through, that is how much light will come through. That is Iyar. So if Nisan is about the klal, Iyar is about the prat. Sivan, what is Sivan? What's the mazel of Sivan? Tu'umim. Tu'umim is the level of the understanding that you need the klal and you need the prat and you need to work together in order to get where you need to get to. So, as we say, that Sivan, by the time we came to klal Yisrael, when it came to so let's start again. So Nisan in klal Yisrael was about receiving shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is our voida of the sphera, is taking those three understandings and working into our life. So we start off with Nisan. Nisan is a shefa, the imuna we have from the Seder night, and we're on a high, but it's all given from the Rebbeinu Shloilam as a klal, and we all receive it the same. Iyar, all the Pesach stuff's been put away. It's a dark month, as it were. Yeah, not very much going on, but we're working on what we took from the past as an individual. Right? That is Iyar. And therefore the sphera starts off with a klal. He goes into a prat, and then he goes into Sivan. Sivan is taking the klal and the prat and working towards Kabbalah Satorah. And that is, as the Apostle says, that Torah could not be given unless it was ki'ish echel b'leiv echel. All one big klal. On the other hand, the Medrash says that if one person in Klal Yisrael was not there, from the 600,000 people, the Torah could never have been given. Which means that it's all about the prat. Every single prat is what's necessary for the Torah to be given. So when you have the klal and the prat, we have the shoir and we have the tle, the aisle, which is all about. I need a vac. So it's all about the individuality and about that's when we have Sivan. Says Hashem Mishmul, what was the chet? This is brilliant. What was the chet of the Tamidi Rabbi Akiva? What was the chet? He said, we're dealing here with Gedolei Olam. We have no concept of understanding how great these people were. The five survivors of that yeshiva, they were part of that yeshiva. They were giants. They were huge. How could it be that Shleinogu covered Zebazet? What does that mean? So he said that the mistake was as follows. The mistake was that they were totally connected with each other. Ki'ish echel b'leiv echel. They had such appreciation for each other. And they looked at themselves as if there was one big yeshiva, 24,000 people. It was one big yeshiva. He said the problem of being so connected with each other is that you lose respect. What's pshat? He said, how does a person get respect of somebody else if you see a point that he has that you don't have? This person deserves respect because I have good points, but he's got even a better point than me in certain things. He davens nicer. His chesed is outstanding. His emunah is tremendous. His lashon hara is great. In other words, you see a prat in him which is not you, and you value that prat, you appreciate that prat. However, the problem with if a person is very, very connected, then they don't see the milus. For example, he says, "Ki ish echel v'leiv echel." You know, how often do your eyes look down at your toes and say, "Ah, your toes, you are so fantastic. Kol hakavod to you," right? And your ears, you know, sort of appreciate your fingers. We all one big body. Come on, yalla. We're looking after each other. We start respecting each other. So he says therefore the chet of the problem or what happened over here of Tamid Rabbi Akiva was it was so much as a klal. They were so connected as a klal. They did not see that they should also focus as a prat. And as a prat, you respect the other person. As a prat, you value that he has something that you don't have, that you're separate from him. That was their mistake. Yeah.
Seems like a very heavy-handed punishment. I know they're on a high level, but just because they don't see...
Correct. It's very, very heavy-handed. So why did they die, Dafkan, this month? Because ER is all about working on the prat. It's all about working on who you are, different to the other person. And you should be getting this message. And if you don't get this message, then you are going to, in their very, very great level, they are taken into account. Because the Kosh Baruch Hu is medakdik, is very careful with great people, to a very, very small chet, is considered a very big chet. And therefore, dafka in this month, when you should be working in yourself, that is a month that it didn't work in itself, and that's why it died. Why is Lag Bo'ema different? What happened Lag Bo'ema? Lag Bo'ema, he brings down, is already... It's two-thirds into the Sefirah, and they have a third which is coming close to already Shavuos. That he brings down from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Sholish Mishmaros Hava Halailo. And you have different Mishmaros of the night. The third Mishmar, which means the third part of the night, already Tinuk Yelim Mishad Shtei Imoi, the Ishram is Paris and Balo, there is already a value of duality of working together. It's already the hashpah of Shavuos is already coming back and shining back on us, which gave them the understanding that Adkan, we cannot work anymore of being one big cloud. We've got to work on the prat. Therefore, Shavuos gave them this understanding, and they stopped, and that's why it stopped by Lag Bo'emer. That says the Shem Shmuel is understanding why we have two separate mitzvahs in Sefiras Ha'omer. On one hand, we have a din of Sfartim Lochem. Usfaratem lochem means every single individual has got to do the sphira himself. You can't allow one person to do it and just listen. You've got to make the brocha yourself. You've got to make, if you can, you've got to do the sphira yourself. And you've got to count it for yourself. Because the main part of the sphira is all about, I am an individual. I have my own midas. The other person has midas too, which I have to respect. It's all about Sfaratim Lochem. And that is why we count all the days as a separate day. Every single day. Every single one of us is different. Masha Einken, on the other hand, we also do the Shavuos. We count the weeks together, which means it's not all about just me as a single day. It's about us as a week. We put together a week. Therefore, there's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. There's an inin about the klal and it's inin about the prat. There's about the shoyer and we have the seh. And we have both together, which comes into siva. Ask the Shem Shmuel, they have one loose end. And that is in the middle of Iyar, which is all about the muzzle of a shoyer, we suddenly have a seh. What is that? Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a muzzle of a seh. It's all about being all together. But we were just working on being individuals. How does that happen? So he says very nicely, he says that it's brought down in a medrash that the chuson of Atzmos Yosef did the Pesach Sheni. The schus of Atzmos Yosef, what's the idea behind that? Who was Yosef? What was he called? B'chor Shoyroi Hodorloi. He was a Shoyer. He was a Shoyer. And therefore, the Shoyer, B'chor Shoyer Hodorloi, is brought down as well. He says, the Medrash brings down, Yosef was called the Katonim Shol Shavatim. He was the smallest of the Shavatim. What do you mean? He was the greatest man. He took the Shoyer, which is a fantastic individuality, And he completely used it for the right reasons and said, I'm the smallest here. Who am I? I'm the Onof. He had such a nova and he appreciated others so greatly that he's able to take the shoyer and make it into a seh. Because of his chus, that's why we are able to take the middle of the month of shoyer and bring the seh of Pesach Sheni. Because the gadlus is understanding the greatness of the klal and the greatness of the prat, the greatness of who I am, the greatness of who we are. And that is the idea behind Dafka, like Bo'ema, why Dafka in these months, Nisan, Ea, Sivan, the context of how the show, the Seh, and the Tu'umim, and that is a context of why Dafka in these months did they get punished, because that's a month they should have been working themselves the most. Usfaratim Lochem is a concept of working, counting for yourself. You have the weeks, and we have the days, counting the Klal, counting the Prat. Ki'ish Echod, Belev Echod, is one idea of together. On the other hand, it's got to be that every single one of us is needed. When we work with this avoided together, we work with this together, then Be'ez Hashem will all be Zoycha. Be'ez Hashem, to what we're counting towards, is Kabbalah Satayra. Wow.